Throughout our special coverage this evening, we've been joined periodically by Jim Pawalczyk. He is an astronaut, was an astronaut, who flew on the shuttle Columbia in 1998. And Jim Pawalczyk joins us again. Welcome, Mr. Pawalczyk.
Good evening, Steve.
I really appreciate you taking the time to educate us tonight, particularly since I know that you knew some of the astronauts who were killed, including, I gather, Willie McCool, whose voice we just heard.
Yes.
I wonder, it's fascinating to hear the man's voice because you hear the fascination that he had with his work.
I think you'll find that same degree of fascination in all astronauts' voices. And Willie's comments about how he was surprised at the novelty and beauty of microgravity are something that resonates with all of us.
And it gets back to something that we were saying earlier this evening. You train for this. I mean, almost everything that happens must be expected, but still it somehow must be totally unexpected when you finally get up there in space.
The one aspect that no one can ever train for is the absolute beauty and wonder that one sees in looking down at the Earth for the first time from that altitude. Several years ago, I was fortunate to hear, I believe on NPR, Bertrand Piccard speak about that exact issue, and I think he put it very well, that he said that when you have the opportunity to look at so much of humanity at one time, it makes you realize how small and insignificant you are in the grand scheme of things.
You know, a little bit earlier, we heard from NPR's John Burnett, who's at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. And John, as you may have heard, Jim, was talking about the close-knit community of astronauts, the way that people look after each other. He said earlier in the evening that astronauts who were not on the mission accompanied the Columbia astronauts' families to the Kennedy Space Center this morning and then accompanied them back home. Astronauts are calling each other. We're calling each other earlier today to notify each other of what had happened today. You do get a sense of a very close-knit community.
Well, that's exactly true. It is a very close-knit group. Time away from families, everybody looks out for one another, and thoughts, of course, go out to those families tonight.
We've talked about this a little bit, but I'd like to talk about it a little bit more. You're on a mission. You're obviously thinking in the most optimistic terms, but I suppose that you also have to think about what might go wrong. I suppose you always must be thinking about what might go wrong on a mission like this.
That's right. The part about being safe is, of course, appreciating what the possible problems could be and having a plan to enact in case those things do occur. It is something that's always present in every person's mind in life or in flight, and that's part of what one would call situation awareness.
You know, Jim, it interests me. It's very rare, of course, that a shuttle or an American rocket of any kind crashes, but it happens. But I think a lot of Americans are familiar with, just to give an example, the Apollo 13 mission, which later became a movie, where a great many things went wrong, and yet they managed to save the mission. I wonder, from your experience, if that's actually, I mean, in microcosm, a little bit what these missions are like. It's not always perfect. Little things of one sort or another go wrong, and the challenge is how you handle them.
That's certainly true. Little things always do go wrong, and you do try to handle those quickly and expeditiously and effectively. But I think the thing that many people don't realize, we talk about these extremely rare events. I was just, noting earlier this evening that, in fact, in the history of U.S. spaceflight, we have lost 29 astronauts besides the 7 that we lost so tragically today. And so even though this is a fairly regular event where we go to space, it by no means is routine.
And I just have a few seconds here, but I wonder how you remember those who were lost, if their names come up in training and that sort of thing.
I think you remember them with dignity and honor and respect their wishes, which would, of course, to be to continue to push forward. We should all think back at this point to 1961 when John Kennedy spoke about going to the moon and remember that he said not only going to the moon, but he said that we choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they're easy, but because they're hard. this is not easy work going to space, and all the other things that are associated with it are the things that we have to continue to strive forward.
Jim Pawlczyk, thanks very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Seven astronauts died today when the shuttle Columbia broke up, but it's not really the number of dead that stays in your mind. It's the astounding scale of their aspirations. Just the other day, as we heard, Willie McCool was phoning back to Earth saying he was calling from the dark side of the world. On another day, Israeli astronaut Ilan Ramon called down as the shuttle passed over Jerusalem. They were performing experiments on the shuttle. The crew included an immigrant from India, one of the first black astronauts, a naval officer who'd been in submarines, and a commander, Rick Husband, who said he grew up dreaming about space.